The storm came with wind gusts up to 74 miles per hour, heavy rain, and hail the size of golf balls. The wind blew branches off trees and flooded streets. Hail broke house and car windows. The damage drove many car owners to repair shops, like Master Lube Glass Doctor on Broadwater Avenue. In the garage, a service technician replaces a front windshield and drills the siding back into place. Manager Shelby Godfrey says it's been a busy day for auto glass repair.
So far this morning, I've already taken 143 phone calls.
And it'll be a busy week.
We got back windows, front windshields, we got side mirrors.
Godfrey says they're all booked up until next Thursday. Meanwhile, people spent Monday cleaning leaves and debris from yards and driveways, and the city of Billings assessed damage to public property. Public Works Director David Mumford says they'll pick up downed trees and clean up sewers, and clearing leaves and other debris will take a couple of weeks. He says that'll put some other city projects on hold.
We can't paint crosswalks and things until the leaves are up, so some things will be delayed and then we'll get to them.
The National Weather Service reported the worst damage on Sunday in Shepherd, Warden, and Huntley, north of Billings, where hail up to 2 inches in diameter fell. Meteorologist Julie Arthur says while Billings saw hail similar in size in May 2016, it's unique to get a storm like this one in August.
Usually we're drying out and the grasses are dried out and we're seeing an increase in fires, you know, around the area. But we've had a lot more moisture this spring into the summertime with a lot more rainfall. So that's helped us keep our thunderstorm season going longer than it normally does.
She says the storm lasted about an hour. State Auditor Matt Rosendale advises residents to document damage before beginning cleanup or repairs and file insurance claims where possible. The auditor's office says Montanans have been targeted by out-of-state contractors in recent years and that homeowners should be wary of unsolicited offers, high-pressure sales tactics, and incomplete contracts. You can find more information on yperadio.org. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.